Blog Talk Radio. Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on Fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. You can call in 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. Amen? So let us say a short prayer. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of Thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, give me the wisdom to focus, not on the distractions of the moment, but on the priorities that matter. Today and every day, Father, guide my thoughts and guard my heart. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dupos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word. So you don't want to miss this word tonight. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord. together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on, make concert and say it.
My hallelujah.
What will Jesus do? You're the hand. looks like you, it looks like you. So what will Jesus do? By the hands and feet of Christ, if you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. What would Jesus do? And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Know His Ways. And our scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 25, verse 4. From the New King James Version. And it says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Praise be to God for the reading of his word. One of the reasons we sometimes miss how the Lord is working in our lives is because we don't really know God and his ways. Maybe you would say, I have received Jesus as my Savior. Surely I know him. What more is there to understand? But if you only know Jesus as your Redeemer and not as your great Physician, Lord of Lords, Good Shepherd, High Priest, Mighty Warrior, and all the other ways he ministered to you, there will be a great deal you are missing about his will and how he operates. Even worse, you may not trust him as deeply as you should because you don't truly know his character and how profoundly he cares for you. Remember, knowing God's will means understanding how he thinks about your situation. This makes learning about him and his principles absolutely crucial to your pursuit of his plan. The less you know about him, the less you'll know how to listen to him, which in turn means the less you're going to hear from him. But the more you understand about Christ and who he is, the more you will be able to perceive his activity in your circumstances. So therefore, set your heart to know him. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I want to know and love you more. Show me your ways. I put my hope in you. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dupos, who's going to come at 7 p.m. and bless our hearts with a mighty word. Amen. Praise God. So At this time, I will play another selection.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth saving.
Try to build ourselves up by placing ourselves ahead of others. But you want us to be humble servants to those who need our encouragement, our help, and our love. Today, we will do our best to follow in the footsteps of your Son Jesus by serving others humbly, faithfully, and lovingly. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Let's
Oh,
Amen. Worship and praise. Be a practical Christian. In James 1 and 27 in the CSB Bible says, pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. What is real Christianity? Think about it for a minute. What is real Christianity? Think of it as an ongoing relationship, an all-encompassing relationship with God and with his son, Jesus. It is inevitable that your life must be lived in relationship to God. Now, the question is not if you will have a relationship with him. The burning question is whether that relationship will be one that seeks to honor him or one that seeks to ignore him. We live in a world that discourages heartfelt devotion and obedience to God. Everywhere we turn, or so it seems, we are confronted by a mind-numbing assortment of distractions, temptations, obligations, and frustrations. Yet, even our busiest days, God beckons us to slow down and consult him. When we do, we avail ourselves of the peace and abundance that only he can give. Every Christian is to become a little Christ. The whole purpose of becoming a Christian is simply nothing else. The Christian lifestyle is not one of legalistic do's and don'ts, but one that is positive, attractive, and joyful. As you walk by faith, you live a righteous life. For righteousness is always by faith. Faith has to be exercised in the midst of ordinary, down-to-earth living. The difference between the theological dogma and faith with works is the difference between stagnant religion and joyful Christianity. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, today we will choose to please you and only you. We will obey your commandments and we will praise you for your gifts, for your love, and for your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, Associate Pastor Kathy Dupos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So we hope that you join us and you can dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, because I will play another selection, because we do not want to withhold nothing from him. Amen. Praise God. Dear Jesus, you are my Savior and my protector. You suffered on the cross for me, and I will give you honor and praise every day of my life. I will honor you with my words, my thoughts, and my prayers, and I will live according to your commandments so that through me, others might come to know your perfect love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise be to God.
Bye. man after your own heart, and you seen what he was doing.
Okay.
So I'm under the impression you are a forgiving, merciful God.
Yes.
So with that, every time I did so, I had no energy, and I asked you, forgive me in the name of Jesus, have mercy on me. Come on now.
Thank you. Thank you.
So when I get to heaven, I want to see the look on my angels' faces. You know, they probably going to be somewhere sitting that look. They're going to be somewhere sitting down. Now we can see each other because we all in the spirit. So they're going to be somewhere sitting down going, thank you, God. She made it.
She made it.
Woo, we can rest now.
Thank you.
All 500,000 of them. They're going to be saying, that girl was a handful. But she here now. So we can rest. We can rest. And God going to look at her and go, I need you to go be with her sister. What?
Oh, no.
Thought they was getting a break. Oh, we bless God for Evangelist Hilda having a birthday, another birthday. God bless you, hostess of the mostest. Thank you that you're still on this line.
Amen.
You know, we bless God for you, woman of God. We thank God that you still have life, health, and strength in your body. Thank you, God. Thank you. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today, oh God. Not only did you give us life, you allowed her to see another year, oh God. Father God, for every time her body was wrecked with pain, you were there to bring comfort to her. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for that, oh God. We honor you. We adore you. We bow down before you, God. You are an awesome God. I know that everyone's walking around going, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But God, you really are good all the time. And for that, we say thank you.
We honor you,
oh God. We adore you.
Yes, Lord.
My goodness, Father God, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to use me as a mouthpiece. To speak to the people your word, not my word, oh God. Let your word come forth. That say, my goodness, someone may hear your word and say, I've got to get back to where I was with God. I've got to know who Jesus is. I've got to get saved. After all, that's what it's all about. We are here to encourage the lost.
Yes.
To let them know you don't have to remain lost. God, my goodness, God has sent you. P.S. to you today.
Yes, he
my
has.
My goodness, God. And don't do like Pastor Kathy and think you know better than the GPS. Why is she taking me this way? This ain't where I want to go. And go your own way and go, uh-oh. And then you get to recalculating the GPS. Come on now.
All right now.
God has given us what we need if we desire to be with him.
There you go.
Yeah, you've got to desire it, though. He's not going to force it on you. You've got to want him the same way that he wants you. And he wants you, and you. And I'm so grateful that he wants me, too. He looked at me, saw me, and still said, Kathy, I love you.
Amen.
You know how I know he said, Kathy, I love you? Because he wakes me up every day.
Amen.
He has me clothed in my right mind, divine healing in my body. He gives me jobs where no one wants to hire me. God, you know, you're going to hire this one. Come on now.
Yes, yes.
Those are the times when he's looking at me. And he said, Kathy, I do love you. I do love you.
God,
yeah. And it's not like you in a relationship. Watch this now. It's not like you in a relationship and the girl's out there doing something. She ain't got no energy doing it. She come home, she look at her husband, and the husband already knows she done something. She had no energy doing it. No, I really I wouldn't do nothing to hurt you. And it's not like the man out there doing what he want to do and come home, and he's looking at the wife going, I really do love you. I am so sorry, but I do love you. Please believe me. No, that's crap. When God says he loves you, guess what?
Yes.
Nail harder, the L-O-V-E, hurts you. Not no part of God's L-O-V-E hurts you.
That's right.
God is gentle. He's merciful. Come on now. When he looks at you, his mouth ain't all twisted with lies. Come on. You know, I do love you. I really do. I'm so glad. Yeah. So you say that's love, huh?
Yeah.
One of these days you're going to find out the definition of love.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all didn't know. It's what the Bible says. Love don't hurt. Love doesn't envy. Come on now.
That's right.
Love doesn't do things against you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So I look at that and I go, oh, wow. Love is kind.
Yes.
Love is a whole lot of things. But
love
is not a liar.
Amen.
And God is love, honey. Yeah. So here we go. We're going to get into this word. So I'm so grateful that God loves all of us. He's seen us at our worst. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? He's in 2025 looking at what I'm doing on May 18, 2025. Going, look at this girl. Didn't I tell her? But he's already made an account for my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I've made, the ones that I'm making, and the ones that I'm going to make. Yeah, he sent his son Jesus because he already knew we would never be able to do it on our own without the blood of Jesus to cover us. Come on now. Thank you, God. Thank you.
My Lord.
Let me get into this word so I can hit it and quit it. Woo! Look where we at. Yeah. It's going to be short and sweet. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're going into the Old Testament. Yeah. We're coming from 1 Samuel, verse 13. 1 Samuel, verse 13, verses 21 and 22. And then we're going to be 1 Samuel, chapter 14. Verses through 6. This is one of Pastor Stephen's favorites, this word, this scripture right here. When he hear this scripture, he says, wow, I just love it. This is one of Pastor Stephen's. We've done this before, and I looked at it, and I went, oh, my God, if only we could just get it. If everything that God says to us, we would get it, we would not be taking no stress medicine. We would not be trying to kill ourselves. We would not be feeling all down and out. We would not be trying to kill others because we so frustrated with life. Huh? Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Right.
This word is there to give us life and life more abundantly. My goodness.
Lord,
here we go. Thank you, God. 1 Samuel 13, 21 and 22 says, thank you, God. The charge was a pim for sharpening a plowshare or mattock, a third of a shekel for sharpening a pitchfork or an axe, and a third of a shekel for repointing an ox goad. And y'all got to excuse me. I know you're saying, I don't get this. You know, what is the scripture saying? I don't have a whole lot of time, so I got to give you what I got. But go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 13 and go all the way through. Then you'll get the rest of it, and you'll understand. You're still going to understand, but I just can't give it all to you right now. And verse 22 says, so on the day of battle, not a sword or spear could be found in the hands of the troops with Saul and Jonathan. So they got a whole bunch of folks with them, and no one has a weapon, because if you see in verse 21, it said that the weapons, their enemies made sure that the weapons cost so much money either to buy or to repair that they couldn't afford it, so they stuck there without any weapons. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The only two had a weapon was Jonathan and his daddy Saul. Saul was the king. Jonathan was his son. So what they're letting us know is that the Israelites were stuck with no weapons. They made it so they could not afford them. because they wanted to make sure they didn't have any weapons to go into battle with, right? And then the next thing you see on 22, it says, on the day of battle, not a sword or a spear could be found in the hands of the troops. No one had any weapons except Jonathan and Saul. So you got 6,000 guys, or let me cut it back down, 3,000 guys, and only two of you got a weapon. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. 1 Samuel 14, verses 4 through 6. Now, and you gotta understand what I'm saying. I have to skip around because I can't read it all. Read verse 1 Samuel, verse chapter 13. Read that, and then read 1 Samuel chapter 14, and you'll get the gist of everything I'm trying to say. But I'm going to make sure you get a little bit of understanding. Come on now. So verse 4 says, I'm at 1 Samuel 14, verse 4 through 6. Now there were cliffs on both sides of the pass that Jonathan intended to cross to reach the Philistines' outposts. One was named Bozaz, and the other was Sinah. One cliff stood toward the north, Michmash, and the other to the south toward Gibeah. Those names help me, Jesus. So what they're saying is, now there were cliffs on both sides that Jonathan had to come through. Either way, it was going to be difficult for him to get through. But let's look at verse 6. Verse 6 says, Jonathan said to the young man bearing his armor. And nowadays, we just look at him and say, that's my armor bearer. So he looked at his armor bearer. He says, come, let's cross to the sized men. Mm-mm. Perhaps the Lord will work on our behalf. Thank you, Jonathan. He says, perhaps the Lord will work on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. The title of this message is, the title is, You Are Always Armed. My goodness, glory to God. You are always armed. This is so good. I feel like it's Thanksgiving. I really do. It's so good. So here we go. So now we see that you got 3,000 guys or however many in these troops, and they don't got any weapons because the Philistines made sure that they didn't have weapons because they the enemy, right? And so this is the part I love. You got kings. See, thank you, God. The Holy Ghost made me back up. I have to back up. King Saul. Saul was the king. If you read the rest of chapter 13, 1 Samuel in the Old Testament, chapter 13, you read the rest, it says Saul was sitting under a tree with his head hung. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? See, oh, I don't care what nobody say. That's not the kind of leader you want to follow. Come on now.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at my leader sitting under the tree going, oh, God, what are we going to do? I don't think so. If you're the leader that God has put over me, oh, yeah, hold on. God didn't put him over there. Oh, that's why. Oh, that's good. Y'all got to understand what I'm saying. I said, if you're the leader that God has placed over me, then you better be strong enough to lead. Come on now. A lot of times, you know, my two boys, they were so funny, bless God. They used to listen when I was talking. So that when we get in a crunch hole, right, so something's going on, and we just look like, okay, so their daddy had us in a raggedy car, right? So me and the boys, we ride in the raggedy car, and all of a sudden the brakes go out. And so I'm sitting there, and I know that the brakes have gone out. And the boys know now, too, because they're going, click, click, click. So all of a sudden, we don't hear the screeching sound anymore. That means they all the way gone. So we coming down off this hill. I mean, coming down. it was just crazy. Coming down off the hill, down into, and now I ain't giving it no gas. Car just going on its own because we was on a hill. Coming down, and threw us right in, out into traffic. They threw us into the traffic, run us around, and then threw us across the road.
My goodness.
And when we got stopped, I looked, and I said, my goodness, glory to God. That thing is blessing me right now. I looked, and I could see there was no traffic on either side. That's impossible. That was a very busy street that we came into. But when that car came out into that road, God held the traffic back on this side and held the traffic back on that side. So all we was doing was spinning in the road, and then the car finally got thrown to the side. But he made, my goodness, glory to God, don't tell me my God ain't good. He made sure he held the traffic back on both sides. I had to look because I was trying to see if my boys was okay. So I looked in the street because I was trying to see what was getting ready to hit us, and there was no traffic on either side. And I looked at the boys and said, y'all okay? They said, yeah, Ma, we okay. You okay? I said, yeah, okay. So now, after the car spun and did all that, it just threw us all over to the side of the road. So now we're out of the way of traffic. The car sitting on the side. And I literally want to start crying and just losing it. But I'm looking at my boys, and my boys are smiling. And I'm going, y'all crazy. I don't know what y'all smiling for. They said, Ma, you know you was praying the whole time we came down that hill. Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those two young men, they was going, Ma, you know you was praying the whole time we was coming down that hill. And they go, look, you see there ain't no traffic. Ma, you know the street always has traffic. So, yeah, you was praying, so we knew we was going to be all right.
Praise God.
But guess what? Kathy felt like she wanted to have a nervous breakdown. But I couldn't let my kids see because they were smiling.
Yes.
And they go, Ma, you know you was praying the whole time. I wasn't praying because I couldn't think of no prayer. All I could think of was, oh, Lord Jesus.
That was a prayer right there.
They felt like I was praying, so they knew they was going to be okay. They just held on. Because they thought Mom is always praying, God hears us, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. God's got us, right? So guess what? I was leading my boys in the right direction. I led them to believe there's nothing God can't do for us.
Amen.
Nothing.
And there isn't.
Right? So guess what? When I get in the church and I'm preaching, I got the mindset that not only can God see me, but these people can see me. Because guess what? Contrary to popular belief, whether you know it or not, when you leave that church, that's when they start watching you. They don't watch you while you're in the church. They could care less. Because they thinking you're performing. It's when you're outside, when you go to work, when you go to the store, that's when they're watching you. Because they want to see if you're living the life that you're speaking about. And they know that they can't see it in the church because, oh, yeah, everybody acting right in the church. So they watch you when you're not in church. I tell you, like I told my kids, let them keep on watching because sometimes I go to the store, my wig be backwards. I got on raggedy clothes. And Pastor Stephen tell me all the time, don't you know people can see you? So I don't feel like getting dressed just to go to the corner. And so, you know, him and my sister and everybody else, whenever I'm with them and they see me dressed like that, they try to walk way behind me like, you know, with me. And I wait until a lot of people come. And I go, come on, why y'all acting like y'all not with me? So the people could look back and say, I know why you acting like you ain't with us.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter, okay? Because with that wig all twisted, ain't got no makeup on, looking all crazy, it does not matter because they can still see me. Oh, y'all missed it right there. They can still see me.
Cool.
Not my makeup, not what I'm wearing. They see me being me.
That's right.
Yeah. They see me being me. No facade, none of that. Just me being me. I'm out there laughing. How you doing? You all right? Where you go to church? Just talking like I look good.
You do.
People ought to be scared going, whatever church you go to, lady, you better know I ain't going. But they don't. They just start talking to me. Right? They just start talking. So anyway, the whole story is that's the kind of leader you want to be under. You want to be under the person that's going to trust God no matter how it looks. Yeah. If you under a leader and something is going on in the church and, you know, whatever, or in your life, and your leader looking all fragile, get from under that leader. Go get with the person that is trusting God no matter how it looks or how it is.
That's right.
They don't care that we going through because they saying God going to get us through. It's okay. This weaving may last for a night for joy coming in the morning. You know,
yes,
they start speaking all those scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you don't want to be a leader. You don't want to be sitting up under a leader that's not strong. Things for me, and I'll get back to this story so I can hit it and quit it. One of the things for me, I've always told myself, I don't want a man that if we walking down the street and somebody try to attack us, that the man take off and leave me, and we're not standing there trying to fight together. I don't want that kind of man. You gone, and I'm still here, and these folks getting ready to tear us up. I want someone that's stronger than me, that if they see trouble coming our way, they're going to take me and push me behind them. And they're going to stand and say, you ain't about to do nothing to me and my wife. Because guess what? As soon as they push me behind them, guess what I'm going to do? Move back over to the side. You ain't got to fight this alone. We together on this one. Yeah. Neither one of us can't fight, so it's okay. We both going down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going down together.
That's right.
But just don't leave me and cut out. I have seen some weak men now. Don't act like there ain't no weak men out there. The devil is a liar. There are some weak men and weak women out there.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't the person that I want on my side. I want someone that can stand. When God says, when you've done all you can, just stand. I want someone standing there with me. Come on now.
Amen.
So Saul, the king, he's sitting there. What are we going to do? Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Oh, come on now. And his son, right, his son mm-hmm. sneaks off with the armbearer. And they looking at where they got to go through to get to the enemy. And
mm-hmm.
it's a rock, a cliff. And it's sharp edges, so they stuck between a rock and a hard place, trying to get up to their enemy,
uh-huh.
right?
Yes.
You got to remember, God says you are always armed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Look at Jonathan. It's two of them. They get ready to go up against thousands, right?
That's right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and you at those times, you got to tell yourself, well, God said, no weapon formed against you. He's going to prosper. Oh, my goodness. God said, fear not, because I'm with you. You got to start speaking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're saying, Pastor Kathy, we ain't going to be up against no 3,000 troops. No, you are going to be up against life.
And that is.
Come on now. and it's going to feel like an army. And so Jonathan looks at his armor bearer, and he says, come on, let's go over there, and, you know, perhaps the Lord is going to be with us. And he says, there's nothing that's going to hinder God from whatever he's going to do. He can do it whether there's few or many. So if God is going to protect us or he's going to run this battle for us, it doesn't matter if there's a whole lot of folks against us or just one. God can do it. That's what Jonathan is saying. He said, what's going to hinder God from saving us, whether there is many against us or few? See, this is why I'm saying that we don't really pay attention to God's word, because if we did, we wouldn't be so stressed out. We wouldn't be calling in sick. We wouldn't be throwing up, doing, you know, depressed and ACD and DDD and all of that. Or better yet, the new thing now, they get so frustrated, they got to smoke, they got to drink because their nerves is toe up. If your nerves is toe up, help me, because I don't know. If your nerves is toe up and you so frustrated and so much is coming against you, how in the world is taking that drink going to calm you down? The only thing that drink is going to do is get you drunk, and the next day, guess what? You're going to wake up still frustrated. Still frustrated and still mad. But you had a good time the night before because you got drunk.
Yeah.
You know, or they said, you know, if I get a hit of this weed, I just, you know, cause it's just too, you don't know what's on me, Kathy. And I'm going, I don't need to know what's on you. I know that weed ain't going to help you because tomorrow when the weed wear off, it's still going to be on you. Oh, no, Kathy, I got to do me. Go ahead, do you. I understand. Do you? If you think that's the way you're going to feel better, go ahead. Right? And these are guys and ladies that I was working with. I'm going, oh, Lord, what you done? I smell it all over. Oh, come on, Pastor Kathy. Don't call me out like that.
You don't have to.
And they looking at me going, come on, Pastor Kathy, stop. This one little fella, he like, oh, come on, Miss Kathy, don't call me out like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I go, oh, Lord Jesus, what are you saying, dude? You know, some days they like me, some days they didn't like me. They say, you know, sometimes Miss Kathy can get on your nerve. No, only when you come in here all weeded up. They're looking at me like I'm crazy because you can't get what you need. Hey, I'm only one person. I can't do it all. So God is saying you are always armed. And the reason why Saul was under that tree acting like he didn't know what to do is because he didn't know what to do. You know why he didn't know what to do? Because he wasn't the one that God chose to use as a king. He was the one that the people wanted for him. God said, oh, you want a king? You want a king? You want a king? You got a king. And this king is going to make you so ashamed that he's your king. He ain't going to do nothing for you. Why? Because they were looking at their king going, we need a king. We want a king. Give us a king. God, can you imagine me looking at my mother going, Ma, I need somebody. I just need me a mother. I want me a mother. I need a mother. And my mother's looking at me going, you need a what? I want somebody to be my mother. Can you help me get a mother, Ma? I need a mother. And your mother looking at you going, you need a mother. And I'm not your mother. So you want another mother. Yeah, give me a mother. Give me a mother. And that's what the Israelites did with God and Saul. They said, we need a king. We want a king down here representing. We need a king. And God said, you want a king. So who am I?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to give you this king capital K, is going to give you the king that you're looking for, little K. Because the little K ain't going to do nothing for you, huh? He going to make you so sorry he your king. And so that's why Saul was sitting under the tree. Because he wasn't the chosen vessel from God. He was the requested vessel from the people. Come on now. And so that was like a slap in the face to look at your God and say, I want another king. I want a king I can see. I don't need to see you. I know that you are helping me, protecting me, watching. I don't need to see you.
Okay.
Why I need to see you? There's no need for me to see you if you still doing everything I need you. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to see you because I can see you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Just because they don't see you doesn't mean I don't see you. I see you. You know, every time God do something good for us, Pastor Stephen will go, I see you, God. Oh, I see you. Because he said, God, I know that you did this. No one could have done this but you.
Absolutely.
So, you know, don't let the devil mess up your mind thinking you can't see God. You can see him. You can see him every time you wake up in the morning. God did it. How you think
you
got
it? Thank you.
You can see God when you walk outside and someone else gets hit by a car and you were standing right next to them. You can see God when you didn't have any money for groceries, but you got some food that day. Come on now.
Oh, yes.
Don't let the devil trick you into believing there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? There's a God the same way there's a devil. Come on.
Yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
And so God is saying you are always armed. And so these two decide they're going to go up there and they're going to see what God can do. Because they're going up against thousands. First of all, they're going through a rock and a hard place. They got to go through these cliffs to get to them.
Yeah.
And I love it because God is saying, some of you are stuck right now between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't see your way out. God said that's because you're looking in the wrong direction.
All right.
You're looking at someone to help you when you should be looking at God to bring you on through.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to remember when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, that's when you got to start telling yourself, God said, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. God said, fear not, I am with thee. God said, didn't I tell you to be strong and of good courage? Start talking to yourself because guess what? That's a weapon right there.
Amen.
I'm sorry. The word of God tells us there's power.
Yes.
There's life and death in the power of your tongue. You either going to speak life over yourself or you're going to speak death.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan chose to speak life. He said, come on, let's go on over here. Because surely whatever God can do with many, he can do with a few.
Yes,
because
he did.
God.
Yes, he did.
Jonathan was speaking life.
Yeah.
And guess what? The person with him said, whatever you feel like doing in your heart, let's do it. I'm with you.
Okay.
Why? Mm-hmm. That tells me Jonathan was talking so strong that arm bearer was like, hey, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
Yes,
Jonathan knew exactly where his help was coming from.
Yes.
His help was coming from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
His help wasn't coming from the army back there that was sitting there with no weapon.
That's right.
His army was coming from the Lord. And the Lord is the one who tells us no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And he says, you've got to remember, you are always armed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let Satan duke you.
That's right.
Satan is making you think you are not armed because you ain't been to church. You out there lying. You out there stealing. You're out there doing dope. You're out there drinking. You're out there fornicating. You're out there whoremongering. You know, you just out there. And so Satan wants you to believe that because you're doing all these things, homosexuality, whatever it is that you're doing, he wants you to believe that you don't have a weapon. The devil is a liar. You do know that, right? The devil is a liar. You will always have a weapon. You know why? God said, didn't I tell you I will always be with you from now until the end of time? It does not say, Kathy, I'm going to be with you as long as you being good. Kathy, I'm going to be with you as long as you ain't smoking, as long as you ain't drinking, as long as you ain't stealing, as long as you ain't lying. That ain't what God said.
Nope.
Because guess what? In order for him to get me where I am, he had to be with me when I was where I was, right? When I was doing all those things, lying and stealing the people grapes and all kind of stuff. He was with me then.
Yes, he was.
Because he had to bring me in.
Mm-hmm.
How you think I got in? He had to come get me.
Yep. He sure did.
He saw me and
he came
sin,
and got all of
me. Grabbed me out of sin, created in me a clean heart, and renewed a right spirit within me. Do not let the devil duke you into thinking God is not with you because you're not living right. You're not doing right. The devil is a liar. Those are the times when God is with you. Why? Because he needs you to see his love and his kindness so he can draw you in.
Yes. Amen.
His word says that through loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be doing something for him to show you some love and some kindness and some mercy and some grace.
Thank you, God.
Because some of us, we be doing so much stuff, it takes love, kindness, mercy, grace, and everything else to get us in there. And God is saying, you are always on. Do you know why? Satan honestly believes because you are in sin that God is not with you. But God is, he was in your yesterday, he's in your today, and he will be in your tomorrow. So because he's there in your tomorrow, he knows when you're going to give your life to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So make no mistake about it. He is investing in you. Because he knows that he's going to reap the rewards of his investment. There's going to be a day when you walk away from it all and you say, Lord, I surrender. I just want to give my life to you. So until that day comes, he's protecting you. He's protecting his investment.
Yes.
Yeah, come on now. So he's making sure nothing happens to you. You're okay until you get that opportunity to say, Lord, I surrender. I give my all to you. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I no longer want to live this lifestyle. I give it all up. I denounce fornication. I denounce lying. I denounce homosexuality. I denounce it all, God, because I want you. And he looks at you and goes, I've been waiting. Come on in. So he's still protecting you. You need to know when you're on your job and they coming at you, when you're in your home and they coming at you, when wherever you are and they coming at you. And when I say they coming at you, it's called life. Yeah. There are going to be times when life is going to come at us and it's not going to be so nice. Just remember, you are not alone, and you are armed. God is always, always with us. And because he's with us, greater is he that is with me than anything trying to come up against me.
Amen.
God is your secret weapon.
Yes,
you are always armed. Amen. God bless you guys.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Yeah. this time, before Pastor Kathy gives the call to salvation and the benediction, which she already gave the call to salvation, we like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 623271. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Amen.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you and happy birthday also.
God bless
you. I love that.
Thank you.
That Pastor Kathy rendition of Happy Birthday. I hadn't heard that version before. It was real entertaining. And I always enjoy listening to Pastor Kathy. My work schedule doesn't always permit it, but this was a good message, a good reminder that while we're out busy and being distracted and Satan's trying to keep our mind off of Jesus, that God is always there pulling us towards Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is always within us trying to guide us. So we have a trinity of help, and
Amen.
There are times when you feel weak and that you have nobody, but you have to remind yourself, like Pastor Kathy said, speak out loud to yourself. I have three. I have the trinity fighting for me. And far, far powerful than Satan and thousands of his enemies. So it's a good reminder to remember that you may not see, but they're there fighting
yes,
for us. And
Amen.
They're not going to. Satan's not going to steal my joy anymore or my peace.
Thank
so.
You. Yes, that's right. Don't ever let Satan steal your joy. Praise be to God, and thank you for your comment. Our next caller, 704-7.
Hold on one second, Evangelist Hilda. If that young lady was mm-hmm. in the same town that I am in, she would be my armor bearer. She really would. When I tell you, I could be going through whatever, that girl will encourage me. I could say, I don't have no money, I ain't got no food, I'm just going through. That girl is right on time. And I'm thinking, she got no money to do this. But you know what? The biggest thing is, when I worked with her, she could say I was wrong. I was like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Why do you have that? Put it back. I didn't tell you to do those records like that. And the girl wouldn't go away. She just kept, okay, Miss Kathy. Okay. Do you want lunch? I was like, what in the world? You know? And she just came to be one of those people that God says, I sent her to you. So that regardless of how you treat her, she's only going to see me and what I sent her to do.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Leslie. I love you with every ounce of my being. Go ahead, Evangelist Hilda. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. I love you, too. Thank you.
Amen. 704-724, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. 980-417, God bless you. And how are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. And
that 417, that's one of my spiritual sons. He ain't never going to say that. His thing is, she know I want to lie. I ain't got to say that. Just keep preaching the word, Pastor.
And bless his heart. We're thankful that he showed up in the spirit. So
Amen. God bless him.
Amen. So back to you, Pastor Kathy.
I am so grateful.
We like to thank 704-352 for showing up in the spirit. Amen. Now back to you, Kathy. Pastor Kathy, are you on mute?
Yeah, how you know? I'm just talking. Didn't even know I was on mute. We bless God for all of the people that continue to trust the God in me, that they don't think it robbery to get on this line and hear what thus says the Lord through me. I'm just a vessel. So, you know, I just appreciate the support, whether it's 1, 1,000, 10, it doesn't matter. God says, if I only send one, preach to the one. And I got to keep doing it because I can only imagine that he's setting me up for that day when we have to step back out there into the church realm again. So I got to keep going and keep blessing the ones that God has put in our path. So amen. I thank you guys. And as Evangelist Hilda said, you heard the call of salvation when I was preaching. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to get on and just showing your love and support. God bless you guys. Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. Thank you for strengthening every last one of us to continue to make it through this very dark and darkened world. But it's because of that little bitty light that lights up the universe. It lights up the universe. All it takes is a flicker from you, God, that is lighting up this universe. And whether Satan thinks he's got the world, no, he doesn't. The devil is a liar. We thank you, God. We thank you because there is no greater love. No one loves us the way that you love us, oh God. No one is watching over us the way you're watching over us. No one is providing for us. No one is teaching us. No one is leading and guiding us down the right path, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you for this gentle reminder that we are always armed. We have a secret weapon while we have you. And we have you. Thank you, God. Yes, and for the ones that haven't come in yet, they don't even realize they got you too because you're watching out for them until they can get in here. So amen. We thank you. Thank you, God, for being merciful, for your grace, oh God. Even before we come into a relationship with you, you're still there protecting us. Thank you, Abba Father. We pray that the people will continue to meditate on your word, oh God, continue to grow strong into your likeness. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Love you.
God bless you too. Love you too. Love each and every one.
Love you guys. Good night.
Thank you for showing up in the spirit. God bless. And on that note, amen. We are out.
into his glorious life of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God!